So let's go to an Atlanta United game and really experience the team's intense support. On second thought, intern Emmanuel Johnson had field access during last week's match in Atlanta against Sporting Kansas City. That's KC's pro soccer squad. They won, sorry to say, breaking Atlanta United's 8-game win streak. Emmanuel was there to witness it all and sent back this audio postcard.
Soccer has a culture of being rowdy, passionate the whole time, but I think that the South brings something different. My name is Michael Smith. I'm from Watkinsville, Georgia, right outside of Athens, and I've been playing soccer my whole life and a season ticket holder for Atlanta United. That hospitality culture and that tailgate culture really comes into play with Atlanta United. You know, we're out here tailgating 2-3 hours before a game, and my favorite part is when I bring someone new, because you get to experience this culture out here at the tailgate. You get to experience the march, the stadium for the first time, the atmosphere of a soccer game. It's all different, and it's electric, and it's addictive. Just wait till you get inside. The energy is like nothing else, and you're hearing chants the whole time. You sing along, you stand and clap. The game is constantly moving. I mean, you don't want to take a bathroom break until it's halftime. I think that soccer has been such a growing sport in the South that now there's a concrete identity and there's something where we all can rally around. And when you look at the attendance numbers, you see that it didn't take 1, 2, 3 years for us to be selling out games, but it started day one. You look at the South as college football and that's it. And I think now you're looking at the numbers that we get here. We're beating Georgia Tech, we're beating, you know, other college, maybe not UGA for the stadium size, but you know, you're seeing the draw, and I think it's going to change the way that the country may see Atlanta sports. We're mighty and proud. We have the top 3 games attendance-wise in MLS history. We're not even done with year 2. So bring it, rest of MLS.
That story was produced by Emmanuel Johnson in partnership with NPR Next Generation Radio.